What is up, you guys? It is your girl, Miss London, and welcome back to Dear Sister. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about moving on. Moving on is very, very, very important when you're moving on from a marriage, or if you're moving on from a boyfriend, moving on from that job, moving on from friends, moving on from anything. Your peace is more important than driving yourself crazy, trying to understand why something happened the way it did. Just let it go. It's very important to let go because life goes on. A lot of times we feel ourselves stuck and lost once we decide to let go of that person or that thing that we didn't need. That's bringing us down, that's dragging us to the floor. You have to let it go. If it's not just a person, it could be your job. You wake up every day, you go to this job, and this one manager or this one supervisor is nagging you, antagonizing only you. It's like, dang, what am I doing? I just got up this morning, I prayed, I did everything I needed to do, made up my bed, and I got myself together to have a great day, and then I come in and get attacked. 9 times out of 10, the devil always attacks. It's how you decide to move forward. You don't have to stay in that job if it's not your dream job. If you don't wake up every day out your bed excited to go, it is not your dream job. So you have to let it go, take a leap of faith, and move on. Because the truth is, unless you let it go, unless you forgive yourself, unless you forgive the situation, unless you realize that the situation is over, you cannot move on. So move on. Take a deep breath, breathe in and out, and let it go. If you're brave enough to say goodbye, life will reward you with a new hello. It's always a new beginning. You can always start over. A lot of people, I see this a lot. A lot of people get stuck into situations because of time. They've been with the person so long. They've been with that person for years. And they just like, oh, I'm going to stay here. I've been with this job for years, and I'm going to stay here. But if you're not happy, let it go. If you're not happy, move on. If you're not happy, finish it. Your happiness depends on you. Nobody can make you happy. You can make yourself happy, and you spread that happiness into that relationship. Me, personally, sisters, I want to be totally over my child's father once I decide to get into a new relationship. I don't want to bring nothing from that relationship to my new relationship. I want to focus on myself and my child for a while before I start dating again. And trust me, it's not easy. It's not easy. It's not. But you must tell yourself, no matter how hard it is or how hard it gets, I'm going to make it. You're going to make it. You're going to get through it. You're going to get over it. You are. Smile and keep moving. Everything will be fine, my sisters. That hurt you feeling, that loneliness you're feeling, oh my God, you're going to get over it. You're going to get out of it. Moving on is easy. You just have to forgive yourself and forgive that person. Don't bring that bitterness and that angriness and that hurt to a new relationship. Start fresh. Don't bring that anger, that hurt, that bitterness to a new job. Start fresh. Start fresh. Forgive them if they antagonize you. Forgive them if they hurted you. Forgive them if they did your time card wrong. Forgive them if they cheated on you. God will bring you somebody way better. And I'm a believer of it. I'm manifesting my love. Y'all heard me talk about manifesting in my last relationship. But I'm manifesting my love because I know that I deserve that. And I know what I gave in my last relationship. And I deserve love. They asked me, where you moving at? And I said, on to better things, because my last was not the thing that I needed. My sister, stop holding on to stuff because you've been in it so long. Do what's best for you. If you're not happy, if you roll over every day, you see that man face or you see your girl face, and you're not happy, my sisters, move on. Don't sit down because it's going to make you bitter. It's going to make you angry every day. Like, damn, I got to look at this nigga again. Damn, I got to look at her again today. Even with friends, like, some friends can be so bitter and so in competition with you. I mean, if you feel like they're not for you or they're not on your team, let it go. Listen, my sisters, here's to future, because we are done with our past. Let it go. Move on. And I'll be back next week with another inspirational talk with you. And I want to bring on new people and new excitement to my Dear Sister podcast. I just got to get me some better equipment. I'm not going to even lie. But I'm just working with something that I have for now, because the start and the time is now. I love talking. I love opening up my mouth. I love giving people what God placed on my heart. So definitely we're going to be investing into new equipment soon. So we'll be back next week with another video and more inspirational talks. I said video because I'm so used to YouTube, but we'll be back with another episode and an inspirational talk for you guys. And I love you, my sisters. Move on. Like I said, here's to future, because we are done with our past. Cheers. Peace. Next week.